President Trump, his medical condition, and the new diagnosis. The White House coming forward tonight after growing concern over images online and elsewhere that showed the president with swelling in his legs and bruising in his hands. Tonight, a memo from the physician to the president saying tests revealed chronic venous insufficiency, referencing the veins in his legs, calling it a, quote, benign and common condition often found in people over 70. Doctors telling us tonight it's a condition where there isn't adequate blood flow in the veins and the legs, which can cause swelling. It can also affect the arms, but we're told most often it's the legs. As for the bruising on the president's hands, the White House doctor says it comes from, quote, frequent handshaking and the use of aspirin, which the doctor notes is taken as part of the president's cardiovascular prevention regimen. Tonight, the White House insisting the president is in excellent health. ABC's chief White House correspondent Mary Bruce with the images that caused alarm and the diagnosis tonight.
Tonight, the White House addressing the pictures of President Trump that have been raising questions and concerns online. The president with bruises on his hands and swelling in his legs.
In the effort of transparency, the president wanted me to share a note from his physician with all of you today.
The president's doctor saying several ultrasounds revealed chronic venous insufficiency, a benign and common condition. Doctors tell us it means there isn't adequate blood flow to the veins in the legs, which can cause swelling.
Essentially, this is a problem with the blood vessels, more specifically a problem with the veins that are in charge of returning blood back to the heart.
The president's condition is common among seniors. It's most often seen in the legs, but can sometimes present in the arms. Though it's not considered serious, it can be painful. The White House says Trump himself is not in any pain.
Nope. No discomfort from the president at all, and you probably all see that on a day-to-day basis. He's working around the clock.
As for those bruises on the president's hands, which he's been covering with makeup, the White House doctor calls them consistent with minor soft tissue irritation from frequent handshaking and the use of aspirin.
The president remains in excellent health, which I think all of you witness on a daily basis here.
Now, the White House hasn't specified how the president is being treated, but experts tell us that treatment typically includes medication to increase blood flow, elevating the legs, or even minor surgical procedures if necessary. David.
Mary Bruce leading us off at the White House tonight. Mary, thank you.